piece of, you know, geography, type of landscape, very high, we've been talking about.
Plateau?
I was thinking like Vail or Pikes Peak.
Pass?
I was thinking mountain.
Mountain.
Yeah, we've talked about them so much, I think, that when you get to this point. What about a smaller type of landscape? Not as big as a mountain, but a smaller...
Hill.
Okay. And would that just be this difference in size, the difference between a mountain and a hill, just size? Okay. Are you familiar with the word draw?
Mm-hmm.
Used in landscape? What is that?
Oh, kind of like a canyon, okay. Only not as deep and narrow as a canyon, but it's between two hills.
Does it have water in it necessarily?
Can,
okay.
But oftentimes they're dry draws too.
Okay.
They just have water when it has a thunderstorm.
Okay. And the next word is canyon. That would be a bigger sort of draw. Would it necessarily have water?
Not necessarily.
Okay, so same as draw.
Mm-hmm. Only when it rained.
Okay. Do you have a word for a place where water comes rushing down over rocks into rivers?
Falls.
And you would also call them waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
What is white water?
Where the water's choppy so that the waves come up and leave white tips at the tops of the water ridges.
Do you get that much around here?
Not too much.
So probably bigger rivers or faster rivers.
Colorado, you have to get into it.
Okay. Do you have many wildflowers in this area?
Oh, yes.
Do you know the names of them?
Oh, yeah. Indian paintbrushes. Lupin, blue lupin.
Okay.
Honeysuckles, columbine. Yes.
State flower.
Sago lilies.
Okay. Do you have any, what is called lustra? Is that familiar to you at all?
No.
I was just curious. Okay. I've seen stuff that looks like it, but you might have a different name for it. Lastly, what is the difference between rock and stone? Is there one for you?
No.
Okay.